First of all, I'd like to thank the organization, Mr. Lurie, for putting their trust in me. I mean, obviously, this isn't a one-man show. I got a lot of people that have, you know, helped me get to where I'm at today, my family, my friends, my coaches, and, you know, my wife at home, who's my rock and keeps me going every day. So it's a good feeling knowing that you have a lot of people that are there to back you.
Lane, is this a contract that says you'll eventually be the left tackle, and will that come this season?
You know, I think moving forward, I mean, I think, you know, it has that in it. I think that's what they drafted me for. I mean, obviously, Jason Peters is probably the best, you know, tackle of all time, one of them, him and Walter Jones, in my opinion. So, you know, having him here, I mean, he's taught me so much, and I'm just going to continue to do that and until that time comes.
Has it been a little strange for you? Obviously, you have a lot of respect for Jason, but you have desires to play left tackle. Has it been a little weird not wanting to push him out the door?
Not weird, but we have a good relationship. Jason's my friend, so he knows what the deal is. But, you know, I think whenever he's healthy, I still think he's probably the best, if not the best tackle in the league. You know, moving forward, you know, all those decisions will be made. But for right now, you know, I think he's good where he's at.
I
was in Dallas and saw him and went down there and saw him down there in Dallas, talked to him. So we're on good terms.
What made you want to do this deal now after your third year?
Well, it's kind of the style here. We like to get stuff done early and get locked in. So, I mean, I was happy when the deal came along. And, you know, it's obviously something you don't want to pass up. And, you know, I want to be here the rest of my career. You know, I got a lot of guys in this locker room that are like my brothers, like family to me. So, I mean, it's where I want to be.
Was it important to kind of, like, be paid along the lines of what, like, maybe a left tackle would be paid?
I mean, I think it, you know, looking at the contract, I mean, I think it was a, you know, definitely fair deal. I mean, I'll obviously be the highest paid right tackle, and then comes to left. You know, I think it's fair. So just, you know, wherever I'm going to be playing, I'm just going to give 110% and, you know, give them their money's worth.
How reassuring, Lane, was it that even though the head coach was changed, that your offensive line coach, Jeff Staton, remains in place and you don't have to learn a whole new technique?
Yeah. That was big for me. I mean, me and Stout are real close. I mean, he's kind of like a father up here to me. So, I mean, I credit him and Greg Austin for really developing me, you know, ever since my rookie year, and just keep on developing. And, I mean, I owe everything to that guy, just, you know, from where I'm at today. And, you know, I'm so glad he's here.
Have you got a chance to meet Doug?
I met him probably about 45 minutes ago, so that's my first time ever meeting him.
And what do you think? What were your impressions?
I liked him. We had a good conversation. I didn't really go too much into football, just, you know, kind of, you know, he's new here, or, you know, trying to get adjusted to things and you know, be one of his players. So we met, and that's pretty much it.
Lane, what's this period like for you, just going from the end of a tumultuous season, now in the offseason, just waiting for all the changes to take place, first coaching staff, and now to see who you'll be playing with next year?
I mean, it's definitely optimistic. I mean, we have a bunch of great young players here and, you know, veteran leaders like Selleck, you know, who's a Warrior. So, you know, I think we're good where we're at. And, you know, obviously there's probably going to be some changes, you know, moving forward. But I think, you know, we have a new taste in our mouth, and I think we'll do a lot of good things moving forward.
You haven't missed a game to injury your entire career. Mm-hmm. You've played through a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. How did you think that factored in this one to extend your career?
You know, it's just kind of my mentality. I think one guy, you know, I've always heard stories about was Runyon whenever he was here. Just a guy that was probably the meanest guy around, tough, and a guy that, you know, cracked his tailbone and yet, you know, had to get a shot for every game. And still kind of that, he kind of set the mentality of what it's like to be here. And I kind of looked up to him and try to, you know, emulate what he does far from a mentality standpoint.
You're talking about left tackle. Is there a provision in the contract where if you do get moved over there full time that – contract could be adjusted that way? Or?
I didn't really put it like that. I was just happy with what it was. And, you know, moving forward, whatever happens, we can always make adjustments. But, I mean, right now I'm happy with what I have.
Elaine, you started out as kind of like a projection, switching positions, end up being a number 4 overall pick, now the highest paid right tackle in the game. Have you had a chance to kind of reflect on that whirlwind?
I mean, it's sinking in now. You know, I'm very fortunate to be drafted to a great place where I was able to, you know, to develop and get better every year, and then the right coaches, you know, helping that. So, you know, I'm very fortunate. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement. You know, if I ever do move to the left side, you know, it's obviously going to be, you know, an adjustment period and getting ready for that. So, moving forward, you know, I'm fortunate where I'm at, and owe a lot of thanks to the people that helped me along the way.
Lane,
And you talked during the year about stepping up your role as a leader. And do you see that going forward as one of the other big factors now that you're going to be?
Yeah, I think I like to lead by example. I mean, sometimes I let my mouth get the best of me, but I speak from the heart, and from that standpoint, I mean, from now on, I'm going to lead by example and help the younger guys along the way.
How much did it help you, do you think, playing some left tackle during the season, you know, when Jason was hurt and everything? And, you know, was that something that, you know, kind of gave you a taste what it could be like, you know?
Yeah, well, man, I played it in college, so ultimately that's probably, you know, what I want to end up playing. But, you know, I'm fine where I'm at. Right tackles is hard enough. I think those games, you know, gave me a feeling of the future.
For you and Hurts, you guys came in together. Fletcher, Vinny, those are guys whose contracts are coming up soon. Mm-hmm. That core going forward, how important is that for you to have that going forward?
It's great. I mean, Ertz is one of my best friends. Anytime you can keep man dog around, that'll be good. You know, I think he's one of the best players in the NFL. So we have a great group of guys, that are here. So moving forward, I think we'll just continue to get better.
Okay.